Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is just all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really sweet stuff they're doing with us and for us in our community. And today, the neighbor we get to chat with is Karen Patterson. She's the Community Development Coordinator for Life South Blood Center. Karen, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
I know. I always love chatting with you, and I really always learn something new. But before we kind of kick off into the newness, can you give me a rundown on who Life South is?
Of course. Life South Community Blood Centers is a community-based blood center. We are located here in Jacksonville, Florida, and we service all the blood needed for patients at Wolfson's Children's Hospital, Orange Park Medical Center, all Baptist Health locations, and Memorial Hospital.
So obviously by you naming all of those hospitals, it shows how much of a need y'all are, which also means how much of a need you are for us to come out and donate.
Absolutely. So Life South supports about 70% of the blood for patients here in Jacksonville. And a lot of times people don't realize that, yes, blood transfusions are needed for people that are in acts of violence or car accidents. Mm-hmm. But we also have a large group of people that are currently battling cancer. And those patients also frequently need blood products such as platelets. So a lot of times we don't realize how big the need is until you're affected by it.
Yeah, I definitely didn't recognize it until you and I really just started chatting casually. And then it was like, oh my gosh, this is so intense. But then I also think you bring it to a whole nother level when you say 70% of the blood for patients in Jacksonville. Like, this is our hometown.
Right. And the good thing about Life South is since we're community-based, the blood donations that we collect here stay here for people that are in need, like your listeners here on North Florida Neighborhood.
I think sometimes just through day-to-day activities, we can think, man, what difference can I make? Like, I'm only one person. But Karen, can you put it into perspective of what one person can do for our city?
Absolutely. So one person that takes 30 to 45 minutes out of their day can help save 3 lives here in Jacksonville. So when you think about, you know, the amount of blood that some people can need, even a small businesses that just has a blood drive with, say, 5 or 10 people, that can really make a huge impact right here.
And for these blood drives, where can we go to donate?
You can go to www.lifesouth.org, and you can pull up a calendar, put in your zip code, and find a center or a blood mobile that's close to you. We try to make it as convenient as possible. We have blood drives every single day except for Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day.
Yeah, and I can speak from like personal experience, you guys really do make it so simple. So if we find a blood drive that's nearby, what's the process look like for us to give our blood?
Sure. Well, if you're tight on time, if you have a busy schedule that day, we recommend you making an appointment just because we are still social distancing our blood donors on the blood mobiles. But if you don't have to make, if you aren't able to make an appointment, we happily take walk-ins. So definitely don't let that deter you. But once you find a blood drive, it's super easy. We'll just need you to come in and show a picture ID, like a driver's license or a military ID. We register you in our system, and we give you a little mini health physical. So we make sure that your temperature, your heart rate, your pulse rate, and even your iron rate is safe for you to donate. And then after that process is completed, we'll get you into one of our comfy chairs, hook you up with one of our delicious snacks and water or Gatorade. And then after your donation is done, we give you a free t-shirt and an e-gift card that you can use wherever you choose. And you can leave the blood mobile knowing that you've saved 3 lives. And your only restriction is we ask that you don't do anything heavy after you donate. So no heavy working out, no heavy cardio or weightlifting. Just take the rest of the afternoon off, and you burn 600 calories. So that's an awesome day for you to have a cheat day and eat whatever you want.
I know, I love it. And what if, so this happened to me, I think like 2 weeks ago. I was walking out of the gym and there was a blood mobile there and they asked if I wanted to donate blood. And I said no because I was really hungry. Like, even after we've worked out, can we still donate blood?
Yes, you definitely can. Before, but definitely not after.
Okay.
But we do recommend, especially if you've been working out, we want you to eat something. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're a big, strong bodybuilder or not. Whenever you donate blood, it does deplete your blood volume a little bit. So you can definitely donate after you work out, but try to have something to eat because we want you to feel really good after your donation.
And just as more and more people are getting vaccinated, I think the question arises, okay, I have this in my body. Is my body still able to give?
That is a great question. And yes, most of the times you are able to donate. So if you received the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, there is no deferral period. You can actually get the vaccine in the morning and donate in the afternoon if you're feeling well. If it's not Pfizer or Moderna, and you're not sure of who the vaccine manufacturer was, there is just a 2-week deferral period.
Okay, so that simple. Basically, yes.
Yes.
And then one thing is that April is actually Donate Life Month. So what does that mean to you and the donation blood community, Karen?
Of course. Well, since 2003, April has been Donate Life Month. So it's an annual celebration of those who have received transplants, those who are waiting to receive the gift of life, and also the donors and their families. Luckily, we are we're proud to join the celebration by also recognizing blood donors who contribute to successful transplant procedures. So if your listeners are interested in some ways they can support Donate Life Month, one of the easiest ways is to become a blood donor.
And that's how we can help celebrate it?
Absolutely. Approximately 37 people or 37% of the people living in the United States are eligible to donate blood, but only 5% actually do. So we welcome regular and first-time donors to visit our centers and donate in honor of Celebrate Life Month.
And in honor of Celebrate Life Month, how have y'all been able to bring awareness?
So we've been working with media such as yourself to help spread the word. We've also done several email campaigns to reach out to donors that are eligible that maybe haven't been able to come see us in a while. And now that we're coming out of the winter and spring, we're really hoping that now since more people have received the vaccine, that they'll be a little bit more comfortable coming out. Mm-hmm. And maybe if they've never donated before, maybe they want to give it a try now.
Yeah, definitely. And again, Karen, give us that website so we can find out more information about Life South.
Of course. It's Life South, LifeSouth.org.
And for those of us who, just for past reasons, might not be able to donate blood, but they still want to serve and they realize how important blood donations are, is there a position for them or how can they help serve y'all?
Of course. Well, we're always looking for community partners. So if you personally are not able to donate blood, but you work for a small business or organization, or even if you're involved in the PTA, your child's school, we are always looking for ways to help save lives and partner with people in our community. So it's really simple to do that. There's no charge to have a blood mobile. We just have a date where most of your staff will be in the office and we show up. We give you marketing support to help promote the blood drive. And at the end of the day, it's really a great team building exercise and really helps build camaraderie with your coworkers.
Yeah, because you're not being selfish. You're able to give back.
Of course. And it doesn't cost anything but your time.
Well, Karen, one more time, give me the best website and just the best information so we can learn more about Life South and come out and serve y'all.
Of course. You can visit www.lifesouth.org to find all of our blood drive schedules. And also, if you have any questions about convalescent plasma or anything with the COVID vaccine, we have lots of resources there to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, so covers more than just blood. Well, Karen, thank you so much for being such a great neighbor in our neighborhood.
Oh, thank you, Colby. We cannot thank you enough for your support and helping us spread the word about how important blood donation is.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at Jacksonville.radio. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really sweet stuff they're doing with us and for us in our community. And today, the neighbor we get to chat with is Paul Stassi, the Executive Director for City Rescue Mission. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you, Colby. It's great to be here.
Well, first of all, Paul, congratulations on your recent... I can't even say if it was a promotion or not because I don't know your position beforehand, but you're recently the new executive director. So congratulations for that. But first, before we talk about that new role you've taken on, can you give us a rundown on who City Rescue Mission is?
Sure. So back in 1946, there were two Christian businessmen who saw a need in downtown Jacksonville that where there was hungry people, and they decided to serve soup in their own thermoses. And that was really the beginning of City Rescue Mission. And this year is our 75th anniversary. So we continue to serve meals every night to anyone who's hungry. We provide shelter care for anyone who's experiencing homelessness. And then we have a couple of different residential recovery programs for individuals suffering from drug or alcohol addiction. And then we have continued care through our Homes of Hope, which is transitional housing, and an aftercare program with an alumni association. And then during it all, we have a medical and dental clinic here. So we really like to say that we have our own continuum of care where we can start with anyone who's hungry and help them through the whole process, whether they're homeless or not, and then through drug treatment and then on beyond that with that supportive services.
It is kind of like a one-stop shop. If you need one thing, then yes, we can meet that need, and then we can fulfill all of these other needs as well.
Yeah, we provide a lot. It's in a way it is a one-stop shop, but anything that we don't, any services that we don't have here, you know, we work very closely with all the other service providers here in Jacksonville, and we're able to help navigate the process so that, you know, it's a full care that we're able to provide anybody.
And I think sometimes when we hear about an organization being around for such a long time, like you said, again, congratulations on your 75-year anniversary. We think that it's a huge, huge, almost like franchise corporation. But you guys are intimate to Jacksonville, right?
Yes. We are only here in Jacksonville. We have staff here and our board of directors. We are part of a National Rescue Mission Association, though. So, you know, we're able to really have good contact with other missions around the country so that we're all practicing the best practices and, you know, being able to provide the best services that we're all able to provide together.
What kind of growth have you seen throughout CRM in the past little bit? I mean, just the fact that it started from two guys serving soup out of their own thermoses, and now y'all have so many different wings of what y'all can offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's huge growth from like that, the very humble beginnings.
Yeah.
You know, and we added different pieces along the way, homeless shelter, residential treatment for men and then for women, and then the Homes of Hope was a recent addition. And so I've been here 6 years. I've been a director over two different programs while I was here. And one of the programs was a new program. It's called Director of Social Enterprise. So, you know, we're very dependent upon donations, whether it's through individuals, foundations, corporations, grants. And so we're very dependent upon the generosity of the people of Jacksonville to help us to be able to help others. But we started a social enterprise branch, which also brings in finances. It provides a service, but it then brings in finances. So we have a thrift store. Our Homes of Hope are, it's rental property, basically. And just a couple years ago, we started a chocolate factory.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So we make our own chocolate here. We have our own recipes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we and our chocolatier is a graduate of our Life Builder program.
No way.
You know, so he learned it while he was still in the program, and then when he graduated, we hired him. And we're actually making chocolate, all kinds of chocolate, from the bars to the dipped pretzels to dipped rice sticks to brownies and chocolate chip cookies and protein balls and things like that. And we're actually, our product is in all the Loop restaurants around the city, and then also at Cross Creek Restaurant, and then at Cup of Job coffee shop out at the beaches. So we're focusing on, you know, being able to provide a dessert line, primarily chocolate, to restaurants. So, you know, that what that does is we like to look at social enterprise as if it benefits the community, benefits the mission, and then benefits our students, it falls in line with, you know, what we want to see. And certainly chocolate does that, because chocolate is a benefit, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes, all the time.
Right. But like I said, we were able to hire one of our graduates, and he's our primary chocolate chef now. And, you know, it's benefiting the mission by bringing in additional income.
Paul, when you say you were able to hire one of your graduates from your Life Builders program, what is that?
Okay, so our Life Builder program is one of our recovery programs. It's long-term. It's a faith-based, you know, Bible-based program that helps individuals really look at who they are in Christ and what kind of issues are they dealing with that may have led to what has turned into an addiction, whether it's alcohol or drugs. And they go through a number of different classes. They get group and individual counseling. We have life skills classes. We have a workforce development program. And they're with us a year, sometimes a year and a half, even 2 years. And, you know, once they've gone through all that and they feel like they're ready to make it and step out on their own, then they graduate. And, you know, that's where, like I was saying earlier, the Alumni Association is there to walk alongside them so that, you know, to prevent any kind of relapse in the future.
Was it just a certain circumstance where you had the shop opening for a chocolatier and you were able to give it to one of your own? Or whenever they graduate, do you really try and help get them jobs?
Yes, both, really. So the gentleman I'm talking about has a chef cooking background, and, you know, he really showed an interest while he was in the program and helped us a lot in the kitchen, just making meals first, and then in the chocolate shop during the initial startup of it. But for anyone else, you know, part of our workforce development program is to, you know, first our students go through classes for, you know, how to get a job, how to keep a job, how to save money, budget, things like that. And then we help them find a job so that, you know, once they leave, they're actually working and they've saved money and they're able to transition successfully. Because, you know, really what we want to see is people move into successful, victorious living that is sustainable.
And I mean, one thing I wanted to know, but I really feel like you've established it already, is you're not the typical homeless shelter, because you offer so many more things than just a place to lay your head at night, or even than just a meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. You know, we have that too, and I think that's important, you know, because there's, believe it or not, we have hungry people here in Jacksonville, and some are, they have a job, they might even have a room or a small apartment, but all they need is that meal as an assistance. Yes, we have the homeless shelter, and, you know, we've decided to make that a 24-hour care shelter with intensive case management services. You know, because, you know, homelessness is not just a lack of a dwelling, but it's there's so many complexities involved, and it's all individual. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we help them work through any of the individual issues that they may need. You know, we basically help them navigate the process so that they can obtain the services and get back on their feet, and so that we can give them, you know, the old phrase of a hand up and not just hand out. Mm. And then, you know, like I said too, is that we have the recovery program, which is also long-term intensive, and then the continued housing if someone needs that.
I know you mentioned with the whole chocolate factory and selling things, and that's one way that y'all are fundraised. But do you have other events that are upcoming that you use as fundraisers? Yeah. What do you have that the community can look forward to?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up, Colby. So we have, like I said earlier, it's our 75th anniversary. So we have our big 75th anniversary banquet coming up on May 6th. So if anyone is interested in coming to our Difference Makers Banquet, they can just check us out on our website, crmjax.org. Stands for City Rescue Mission, jax.org. To get more information about it, because we still have space available at that. And then our second main fundraiser throughout the year is a golf tournament, and it's always the last Monday of August at TPC Sawgrass Stadium Course. So if we have any golfers in your audience, we'd love to have you participate in that too, either as an individual or as a foursome, and you can get more information at our website on that as well.
And now, just for the day-to-day activities and what you need from us, what's it look like to help serve y'all as y'all are serving our community?
Yeah. Well, as far as help goes, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we are very dependent on donations from individuals, corporations, foundations. So if anyone in your audience would like to become a part in helping us or a partner, we'd love to have you join us there. We have many different volunteer opportunities. If anyone's interested in volunteering, you could go to the website and find out more information about that. We have volunteer orientation meetings once a month. Or corporate partnerships or sponsorships. You know, a lot of corporations have grants or foundations. And then a sponsorship would be, for example, with our events. We always need sponsorships for major events. We could still use a couple more sponsors for our banquet coming up in May, and then some for our golf outing too.
And Paul, again, tell us the best way to contact City Rescue Mission.
Okay. The website, crmjax.org, or 904-387-4357.
Okay, Paul, thank you so much for all that you're doing for our community and for overall just being such a great neighbor.
Well, thank you, Colby. Appreciate your interest.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby.
Are you ready?
Woo! The artists you know, the music you love. The ACM Awards are here. With superstar performances by Kenny Chesney, Carrie Underwood, Little Big Town, Dierks Bentley, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Ryan Hurd, and Blake Shelton. It's a celebration of Nashville with over 25 live performances. Keith Urban and Mickey Guyton host the ACM Awards live Sunday at 8, 7 Central on CBS.
This spring, there's an outside chance you're ready for some outside projects and 100% chance of saving at the Home Depot. Right now, stock up on 5 bags of Earth Grow or Vigoro mulch for only $10. Plus, with great low prices and free delivery on your favorite spring projects, you'll save in-store, online, store-wide. Bring on spring. The Spring Savings Event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a pecan,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Is finding the clothes that you love in just the right fit and size an overwhelming task? Experience a new way to shop with Stitch Fix. Our experts hand-select pieces so you can get the ease of personal styling from the convenience of home. Every piece is curated just for you, for staying home or on the go in your unique style. With Stitch Fix, there's never any subscription required, and it's delivered right to your door. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Hey, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby. And North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our really sweet neighbors and hear what super cool stuff they're doing with us and then for us. And today, the neighbor I get to chat with is Tonya Harris. She's the Executive Director for Northeast Florida Area Health Education Center. Such a mouthful, so just for the heck of it, we're going to call it AHEC. Tonya, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Colby. I am so appreciative of you having me on.
Tonya, give me a rundown of what Area Health Education Center here in Northeast Florida, what you guys do and what you offer for our neighbors.
So we have been around, Northeast Florida AHEC has been around for over 25 years, and we serve from Baker County all the way down to Volusia County. So we have 7 counties in our catchment area, and we do health education. So pre-COVID, we got out into the community. We were kind of grassroots, boots on the ground. We went into community centers. We went into churches. We went into doctors' offices. We go out in the community and we do health education. So we educate residents on different programs that we have. So currently, we have a tobacco cessation. So through the Tobacco Free Florida, we are honored to have this program where anybody that is fighting tobacco addiction can attend. We now have virtual classes. So we kind of backed away from our in-person classes because of everything that's going on with COVID. So we have free virtual classes that you can register and you can attend. And we give you tools and kind of tips to help you to quit tobacco use. You also get nicotine replacement therapy. So these programs are at no cost. So you get nicotine replacement therapy to help you quit tobacco use. So this, again, is for anybody that lives in those 7 counties that want to quit tobacco. Please, please, please give us a call. This is an amazing program. We also have a list of wellness programs for our seniors. So 60 and over, We have a very interactive list of programs where if you're at home, we know a lot of the senior centers are closed. Please give us a call. We have some diabetes education, chronic disease education. We have chronic pain. We have arthritis. We have Tai Chi. All these programs, again, is virtual. So you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. You don't have to go anywhere. Transportation is not a challenge because, again, these programs are all virtual. You can log on if you have access to a computer, or if you have a phone, you can call in. We provide you with all the supplies for these programs, so you do have to register. You do have to register so we can get the materials out to you before the class starts. And so, and we've been doing these programs for over 25 years. So we have been in these communities for a long time. We've been serving our residents for a long time, and we enjoy doing it. And we want to use every platform we can to let everybody know about what's in your community for you.
Yeah, Tonya, and it's incredible that this has been around in our community, like you said, for 25 years, but yet there's so many people that don't know about these resources. And later on, I definitely want to hit on the tobacco resources along with the wellness programs. But how have you kind of seen a shift and a shape over the past 25 years with AHEC? Like, times are changing, which means y'all have to as well.
Yeah. So what we do, you know, we're 100% grant funded. With our tobacco program, that program is the Tobacco Free Florida. So we get the resources from the state to do that program. It's a Tobacco Free Florida AHEC cessation program. And, you know, times have changed. So once, when we no longer have funding, we have to look and see, okay, what's going on in our community? What does our community need? And that is what drives the types of programs that we do. We get feedback from our community. We look and see, okay, what does the residents need? What is the need in these counties? And that's what drives the programs that we do. So our programs change because the need change. And things change in the community. So we have to change with that so we can always be of service to the residents in the counties that we serve.
Well, what kind of needs are most common, especially recently, have you found?
Yes, we see the need for a lot of chronic disease education. A lot of people that is suffering from a chronic disease, there's a lot of things that they don't know about the disease. And so we see a need for that. Of course, diabetes, when we look at our minority population, we see things like heart disease, we see things like diabetes. And so these are some of the strong programs that we do. We're always out educating. We're always looking for community partners. So we've worked with community health workers and the Florida Community Health Worker Coalition to help get some of our education out there. We work a lot with a lot of the hospitals. We work with Baptist, St. Vincent, just to help get our education and get that out to our residents in the different counties that we serve. So we see a huge need for chronic disease education, chronic pain education. We still do opioid education. That is still, I know with COVID, we kind of took a little back. Opioid education kind of took a back burner, but we're still doing it because it's still important. And of course, we're now doing some COVID education. In COVID vaccine education.
Well, one thing, Tonya, you've mentioned the phrase just several times, all this health education. So how are you able to provide this information to others?
So we are 100% grant funded. So we get some of our funding from state and federal grants, and then other funding we get from private foundation grants. We have a huge partner for all of our senior programs. We are able to do our senior programs through a partnership with ElderSource, that's locally. So we are so fortunate for that partnership because that partnership allows us to do all of our senior wellness programs and really get out there and really help our seniors. So we are very fortunate and grateful for that partnership.
So for these wellness programs, say I'm a senior and I want to be educated or at least know more about some chronic illnesses or maybe even diabetes. Mm-hmm. What's that process look like for me to get involved with y'all?
So you can just give us a call. Our local number is 904-482-0189. Just give us a call and let us know that some people, they have a specific program. Like some people, they're a diabetic and they want to be a part of the diabetes education. So they would call. You just give us a call. Let us know what program you're interested in attending. And that is it. We will give you all the information. We will let you know dates and times. We even help you to get registered virtually. So we do all of that. And then we mail you out supplies. Some programs, there's a textbook. Some programs, there's other supplies that come with that program. We mail that all out to you. So you just give us a call. Just give us a call at 904-482-0189. We also have a toll-free number, and that number is 877-784-8486. So just go ahead and give us a call, and we will get you registered. These are all interactive programs. So a lot of people think, okay, it's a virtual program. I'm just sitting there, and I'm just listening to someone speak. That is not the case. All of our programs are interactive programs. We have some exercise programs for our seniors that they can do the exercises sitting in their chair. If they have mobility problems or balance problems, there are certain things that they can do to increase their balance and strength just sitting in the chair. So all of our programs are very interactive. And to get registered, you just give us a call and we will take it from there.
So it's more than just reading and learning from a textbook, because I think for me, when I hear the phrase health education, it's just going to be a lot of words on a page and things that are kind of more difficult to apply. But you're saying no, like everything you sign up for is going to be interactive and you're going to somehow be involved with it.
Yes, our programs are extremely interactive. Our programs are all evidence-based, and so they are very interactive. It is not like a lecture, like you're sitting and you're just listening to somebody talk. It's extremely interactive. Our Tai Chi program, the movement that the participants have to do, they have to follow along with the facilitator. So there's movement. There's a lot of interaction in our programs. With our tobacco cessation programs, again, a lot of interaction, a lot of goal setting, a lot of role playing. So it's not just you sitting looking at a computer screen or you like on the phone just listening to someone speak. All of our programs are extremely interactive.
And still hitting on these wellness programs, Tonya, what if we lead a Tai Chi group locally, but we want to get involved on a bigger level with AHEC? Are we able to do that? What would it look like to be able to help y'all and partner with you?
Absolutely. I mean, we can. There is no limitation to if you're already a part of a group and you want to be a part of our group. There is no limitations to that. Once you are a resident of one of those seven counties that we serve and you are 60 and older, you can reach out to us and you can be a part of our Tai Chi for Arthritis program.
And I know you mentioned it before, but y'all have different options of how to attend. Like you could either do in person or online.
So yes. So right now with our senior programs, because of COVID and you know, in our areas, we are seeing the numbers increasing. We are doing virtual programs, so either the computer or your phone. So if you don't have access to a computer, which that's something that we see among a lot of our seniors, they may not have access to a computer or they may not be comfortable. We have some seniors that are extremely computer savvy. And then we have other seniors that they may not be comfortable logging on to the computer to do a class. You can call in. So there's two different ways. You can call in by the phone or you can log on, and we will give you that information. When we speak with you, we find out which way, you know, what two ways you're comfortable with, and then we give you the information for whatever you're comfortable with.
You've definitely thought of everything, because once a week I FaceTime my grandma and she has no idea what's going on when it comes to that. Like, she's not tech savvy at all. So I can only imagine her trying to figure it out herself. So I'm so glad you just gave the number. And again, Tonya, can you give us that number or even the website, how we can get plugged in with your wellness programs?
Absolutely. So you can give us a call at 904-482-0189. We have a toll-free number, 877-784-8486. And you can go on our website at northfloridaahec.org, and there's a calendar of all of our upcoming classes. So you can click and see what the class schedule looks like and what class that you can be a part of, and then give us a call. Or you can click on the link and fill out your information, and we will contact you.
And now I want to transition over to the tobacco-free programs you offer, because that's a huge deal. First of all, have you seen an increase in people reaching out wanting to quit smoking since the pandemic's begun?
So what we have noticed is, because everybody is so used to us being in person and they're used to these in-person classes, a lot of people think that we're not offering classes anymore at all. So that is something that I really, really want to push out there and let people know that we are still offering our tobacco cessation classes. We have the virtual option. So because we've never done virtual programs. So we've always been in person. And so after the pandemic hit, a lot of people just thought that our classes were all canceled and we were not offering classes at all. We are still offering classes. We're offering virtual classes. You're in the comfort of your home. We mail you all the supplies. We mail you everything that you need. After the class, you still get your nicotine replacement therapy, 2 weeks worth, mailed to you. So I want everybody to know, and we're trying to push that message out there, that we are still offering classes. So we're offering virtual classes.
And what do these classes look like? Because it's definitely going to be different than just doing exercise on a chair, like with some of your wellness programs. So yes. What can we expect to learn in the tobacco-free classes?
So I just want everybody to know, because tobacco addiction, and sometimes people feel like they are being judged. So a lot of times they don't seek help, or they seek help and they're not consistent with it because they feel like, okay, I'm being judged because of my tobacco use. Our classes are judgment-free. There's no judging at all. The class is a class with your peers, and it's very interactive, and we have two different types of class. We have a one-time two-hour class, and then we have a four-week class, once a week for 4 weeks, and then we have a six-week class once a week for 6 weeks. So everybody is different. Everybody needs different levels of support. So if you're someone and you need not a lot of support, you can do the one-time two-hour class. It's still a packed class. You learn the different tools. You learn what are my triggers. You learn what are some things that I can do. So we cover all of that. You set goals. You set a quit date. That's just a date to say, okay, I'm going to commit to this date and I'm going to quit tobacco use by this date. We go through all the components of what's in a cigarette, what are you doing to your body, what's different organs that's affected. Because a lot of people know that, listen, tobacco is bad, smoking is bad, but they don't really know what does smoking do to your heart, your lungs, the different organs in your body. So we break all of that down. We help to identify triggers, because that's another thing. Sometimes people, they have been smoking for so long, they don't realize that there are certain triggers that trigger somebody to smoke or to use tobacco. So we help with all of that. It's very interactive. Again, the peer support has been proven to be very, very significant in quit attempts. So we love that. We love the friendly atmosphere of these classes. There's no judgment. There's laid back. Everybody feels comfortable. They feel that they can share. So this is what you have to look forward to if you register and attend a tobacco cessation class. So have a trained facilitator. So we have someone that is trained in facilitating this class and in relaying the information.
And I didn't realize that they helped you set a quit date. What's the recovery response with that? Is it pretty good? People following through with that date they've set up for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We've had really good feedback because it gives you a goal and a target to work towards. It gives you that target to work towards. So everybody sets a quit date and they make that commitment. And some people say, well, I was not able to quit by my quit date. You know, did I fail? No, it's not about that at all. It's not about that at all. If you didn't make your quit date, set another quit date. Set another quit date. We give you all the tools and we're there and you have all the support. And if you have to, we have people that have attended one of our classes and have came back to another class just for that continued support. Hmm. Or have came back and said, you know what, I am so, so sorry, but I relapsed. And that's okay. We are here for as long as you need us.
Tonya, you said you give all the tools. So what are some resources that y'all can offer to people who sign up for this? And again, this is free, right?
Absolutely. Yes, this is free. We give a really good manual that we go through and we break down in the class, but the manual serves as a guide. It's kind of something that you can go back and look at even after you're done with the class. You can go back and look at the tips and the goals. And so you can use it like as a resource guide for you on your quit journey. This is very, very important. The nicotine replacement therapy, because we've done research and studies have shown that nicotine replacement therapy really, really is important when someone is quitting tobacco. So we offer the patches, the lozenge, or the gum, depending on the strength. So we offer that. We offer the first 2 weeks. And then after you've gone through those, you can call our office and we'll send you another 2 weeks. We also have in the state of Florida the quit line that individuals can contact. They can call, they can reach out. So all these are really, really good supports and resources that if you are ready to quit tobacco use, there is a help for you. We can help. We can absolutely help you. So reach out to us as well at 904-482-0189, and we would love to help you.
And Tonya, like you said, even if you've already kind of walked through that and now you don't struggle with that anymore, you can still sign up to be an accountability partner?
So we've had people that have called and contacted our office and called us back and even re-registered for class to say, you know, and gave us their testimony and let us know how awesome the program was and how much the program has helped, and have contacted us for additional support. So it's not where you attend the class and we just lose track of you. We're still there. If you need any additional support, we have the quit line. We're there to help with anything that you need. So even if you've been through one of our classes and you were successful, that is awesome. Congratulations. If you still want to reach back out, we're still here. If you need any additional support, we're still here. Whatever you need, we're here as a resource.
Well, you guys do and offer so much, but kind of as we're breaking into the new year, what do we have to look forward to with certain workshops and programs that you're offering? What's AHEC have coming up next for us?
So we are really, really excited that, you know, during COVID and because of COVID, we were kind of stretched to our limit and outside of our comfort zone with all of our virtual programs. So we're excited that we are able to continue onward with our virtual programs. It is something that we've never, ever done before, and we never thought that we could do, and now we're doing them. So look forward to seeing more virtual, more ability to get on virtually and do a lot more of our programs. Also, we are always looking at reaching more people, getting out there into more communities. So look forward to a little bit more of us getting out there more into more community platforms and letting everybody know about our programs. And I mean, we're just excited and happy that we are able to continue offering these amazing services to the community. So look for more of that, more virtual services, more reach. So we're trying to get into areas that we've never been before, talk to providers that we may have never partnered with before. So keep your eyes out for that.
And how can we help spread the word and get this information out there? Because it's so important for people to know that this is available totally for free.
Well, Kobe, just by having platforms like this, like you allow us to come on here and to let everybody know, because people still don't know, and there's people still struggling and saying, well, we don't have any resources, we don't have any services. So just continuing to allow us to come on and to let the communities know, that in itself is just huge for us. So I just want to thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, of course. Like, that's what we're here for. Antonia, one more time, tell us how we can get in contact with you and how we can sign up and register for these programs and really just how we can learn more.
Yes, if you can contact us at 904-482-0189, and then toll free is 877-784-8486. And please, if you have a minute, jump on our website, www.northfloridaahec, all one word, .org. So jump on our website or give us a call. We would love to hear from you.
Well, perfect. Tonya, thank you so much for being such a great neighbor in our neighborhood.
Oh, thank you so much, Colby. And thank you again for inviting us on. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, @jacksonville.radio.